Guinea's some of the world's largest reserves of bauxite, and now the race is on to exploit more of it. Despite the country's military coup and risks of economic isolation, supplies haven't been disrupted, and more is expected to be mined this year than last.
There is a strong commitment to protect the foreign direct investment and to continue attracting big and bigger investment in Guinea for the sake of valorizing the mining resources in Guinea.
Concerns were raised over the stability of supplies when a group of soldiers overthrew the democratic government in early September. That pushed up bauxite prices.
The government and mining companies here are hoping that the current high price of bauxite will continue. For the government in particular, the mineral represents more than 30% of its annual budget. Guinea's new military rulers desperately need to fund their programs.
In 2020, this West African country exported more than 64 million metric tons of the mineral, second only to Australia. Analysts say Guinea should focus more on processing the ore locally than exporting it.
We need to industrialize our bauxite in Guinea. We need to transform it from raw material to aluminium so that we will have more added value on it. This is very important for us. But now, if we send only bauxite, the raw bauxite, we won't have, many added value on it. It won't create jobs in our country. It won't create new tax.
Critics say decades of corruption and a failure to effectively regulate mining companies has left many people in Guinea in poverty and damaged the environment.
We cannot afford to toy with the mining sector today without having economic repercussions. On the contrary, we must open investments in mining projects that have been in the pipeline for a long time.
Guinea accounts for 24% of global bauxite supplies, and it's focused on one thing, maximizing revenues from the current windfall. But as some analysts point out, there is no guarantee the price of the mineral will go on rising. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Conakry.